Om Shanti. Very, very warm welcome to all the first timers. And today's topic is making the most of Madhuban, taking the most benefit out of Madhuban. And I'm sure you're already doing that. And one of my tips would be that there are so many Baba's places in lots of different places around, even in Gyan Sarovar. So make time, take time to sit in each one of those Baba's places, Baba's rooms, and really feel Baba, Mama, and all our seniors, the Dadis, and feel their presence and feel their inspirations for yourself. So very warm welcome to you. And to dear Miraben, Om Shanti Miraben. And I will introduce Miraben. Miraben is the director for Brahma Kumaris in Malaysia and Southeast Asia. And she has been with Baba for 50 years, Miraben? 50 years. And I will tell you a few stories, just two stories about Miraben. Oh, there is no translation? You cannot hear? They can hear, and I can hear that the mic is working. Yeah? Okay. Vietnamese transmission okay now? Okay, great. So, you haven't missed much. Now I'm going to introduce Sister Mira. Miraben is the director of Brahma Kumaris in Asia, in Southeast Asia, especially Malaysia, where she's based. And there is a beautiful retreat center there too. So a couple of stories about Miraben, and Miraben has shared this before, that when she came to stay, she was studying and she came to stay in Baba's house or the center for a few days. And she, you know, it was just a few days that she was coming for. But since that time, she has never gone back home to stay at home. She's never gone back home to sleep. She may have gone back home to visit, but she never went back home to stay. And the second thing that I think you will have observed also just now is how Miraben came, you know, and had good 15-20 minutes meditation with us. So I know that she has a lot of interest in meditation, and she was one of the first people who started doing experimentations with meditation. And I remember she came to London and she was showing us how to meditate whilst we're walking, whilst we're looking at each other, whilst we're interacting and sharing those beautiful vibrations with each other. So she has a lot of interest in meditation, and I've also seen her here in Madhuban getting up early and coming to Baba's room at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning or in the evening. She's walking in silence, in meditation, connected with Baba. So she's the best person to tell you how to make the most of Madhuban, how to get the best out of Madhuban. So Miraben, over to you. And from my personal experience, if I may say so, Miraben is very light, very easy, and she doesn't take anything to be a big deal. So that's what I love about her. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. On my own behalf, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to all Baba's long lost and now found children who have come to Madhuban for the first time in this kalpa. So welcome, welcome, welcome. You can give yourself a clap. Madhuban. What is the meaning of Madhuban? Madhu means honey. Ban means forest. So Madhuban, Madhuban is forest of honey, which means a balance, a land in which there is a balance of sweetness and renunciation. For Brahmins, Madhuban is our parents' home. That is why when you go to Panda Bhavan, you see the board, "Welcome to Baba's home, your home. Home, sweet home." Do you all feel that way? You have come home, right? And also, Madhuban is given many other names too. Madhuban is the land of tapasya. Madhuban is the land of blessings. Madhuban is the land of transformation. Madhuban is also the land of divine activities of Brahma Baba. So there are so many names given to Madhuban on the basis of the speciality that this land holds for us. Whether it is Shantivan, Gyan Sarovar or Panda Bhavan, for us everything is Madhuban because it is a place created by Bab Dada for all of us. And so I'm sure, you know, since we have received Baba's Gyan and since we have decided to lead our Brahmin life, I'm sure you all have been waiting, anticipating to come to Madhuban, right? Because we want to experience the land where God Himself comes and speaks to us, the Murali. And so finally you are here. And I know that nowadays it is not an easy way to reach here. And I'm sure that you all have made lots of effort, faced lots of challenges to arrive here. Because it is the land of fortune. Baba always says to just to put your feet on this land itself is a fortune. And of course, after that we will create more fortune. Now, yesterday Baba was asking, in which flight did you arrive here? Which flight did you arrive here? It's the flight of love. In the aeroplane of love, we have arrived here. With Baba's invitation, we are in our parents' home. Now, the second thing is, after being here, how am I going to make the maximum benefit of being here? We are lucky, you know, double foreigners are very lucky because we are allowed to stay for 2 weeks, whereas Bharatvasi is only 5 days. That is also another extra love that Baba has for us, right? And so I'm going to share with you how I take maximum benefit. Every time I come here, you know, I must have come innumerable times in 53 years of my Jnani life. But even now also, when I come, I make sure I take the maximum benefit, because we are not going to get this opportunity in our place. Because see, Madhuban is sacred. It is the greatest pilgrimage place. So this is the only place where you have the seniors, all seniors together, and the atmosphere is also ready-made. You don't need to create an atmosphere here. It's already ready-made spiritual atmosphere. And you also have the company of like-minded souls. So these two things allows me to get into experience easily. Atmosphere, ready-made atmosphere, and the company of the experienced souls. So this is why it is very important that I use my time while I'm here in a worthwhile way. So this is why the first important thing that you need to do is to create an aim. What I want to achieve while I'm here. And I'm sure you already have an aim. If you don't have, I would suggest you create an aim. How I would like to see me when I'm returning. You just have arrived maybe a couple of days ago. How you would like to see you when you return home. Create a aim. And secondly, you also need to have, you know, what we call vision and mission. You also need to think about what are the things that I am going to practice while I'm here in order to make my aim equal to my qualification. As I said, the atmosphere here is ready-made, powerful, because there is a set routine Baba has created. From morning, what time we have to wake up, until night, there is a routine. You don't need to plan the routine. You just need to follow the routine from morning until night. And there is a signal, you know, Amrit Vela getting up until going to bed at 9:30. So the first thing I would suggest is follow the timetable accurately. Whatever timetable that is there, getting up in the morning until night. And that is going to help you to discipline yourself and take maximum benefit of whatever is happening. The second important thing is to be punctual. You know, I can be here and then I can come to classes at my own will. No. This is university. You have come into the headquarters of our university for a training, for a retreat. So you have to make sure that you let go of all the things that you have left behind not to remember. If you are sitting here and you are remembering your home, your country, no point. So the second thing I suggest is forget about what you have left behind. Let go and concentrate fully, focus fully on Madhuban, where you are, and be in the now, present. You know, sometimes the body is present, but the soul is not present. It is still wandering in our country. What is happening? No. And thirdly, I would suggest, use your phone minimum. You know, only like say you have come here to detox yourself. You have come for detoxification, spiritual detoxification. And I remember, you know, I went for a physical detox in one of the naturopath institute, and there is a system that we are not allowed to use telephone anywhere in the complex except in our bedroom. We did, you know, so it helped a lot. In case if you have to use your mobile for translation, you have to be honest, only for translation you use. But we have translation sets here, so you don't sometimes have to use it. This helps you later on, no questions now. No, later on you can, attend. So I would suggest use your minimum telephone. No need to call people, send message, receive message. Just keep yourself, you are in a retreat. Go underground. As if you have disappeared from this world. No, you have come here for bhatti. You know, in those days in Karachi, Baba, when they were in bhatti, Baba told them, you cannot meet people from outside, you don't need to write letters to anyone, you don't receive any letters, no one talk to each other. For they were in that bhatti for so many years. And that is why they got so strong. But here we are not restricting you from many things, but at least from mobile. Because this is another world. You consider this place as a subtle region. You know, fix the time to use your mobile. Don't all the time, even in the classroom also, the phone rings, it doesn't look nice. This is spiritual place, this is not business place. My recommendation is at least make a discipline to use your mobile only when you go back to your bedroom. Other times, whatever you listen in the classes, practice. Three things. Attention, practice, experience. And Bhaktada said in one of the Murlis recently, the real sanskara of Brahmin is attention and practice. So every day when you listen to the Murli, underline the things that you would like to practice. It's a practice that would give you experience. So you have a lot of time here to practice, because except practicing, you don't have anything else to do. No cooking, no shopping, no job, nothing, you know. All that you need to do is to follow the timetable that is being prepared for you specially, right? Is that possible? So I think, you know, you feel like you have been invited by God to be in His womb. From today onwards, you enter into God's womb. Yeah? Just like a caterpillar, after eating all the grass and everything, what it does? It disappears in the nature and allow the nature to do its work, right? And then one day it will suddenly appear like a beautiful butterfly. So you need to allow the power of silence, God's power, to work on you. So silence does not mean you cannot speak, but less thinking, less speaking, more practice. You know, because we need to really give time to ourselves. Retreat means retreating from outside, going deep into myself. So you have places, lots of places here, and lots of ingredients you get from the classes, and lot of opportunity to be with the group and to be alone. I always feel retreat is the time to be together and to be alone. It's a time for meeting with the family, to be happy, enjoy. At the same time, it's also a time to be with myself, get to know myself, get to know Baba better, you know, get to know my own weaknesses and my specialities and use it in a worthwhile way. So don't miss this opportunity. You won't get this opportunity once again. You won't have such company. You don't have this kind of atmosphere once again. So I would suggest follow the routine accurately, be punctual, you know, and totally concentrate on what you are doing. You know, don't think about something else, like say, after this class I have to go here after this. Don't think of what you have to do after when you are doing something. So when you can focus on the task at your hand, you can feel the power. And then while you are here, you can learn on 4 levels. So every night check yourself, what did I learn first of all in the classroom while hearing, you know? Secondly, what did I learn today by observation? Because there are many Brahmins here in the kitchen, karma yogis, who are not giving class. You may not be able to speak to them because of language, but you can learn a lot through observation. So what did I learn through observation? And thirdly, self-study. You must give some time to your self-study. What did I learn through self-study? You know? And fourthly, what did I learn from my experience? What was my experience today? So you must make a note of your learning here, because as Baba said, you are earning also and you are learning also. When you are listening to the Murli, you are earning also and you are learning also. So in that way you will find that you become so rich by the time you leave here. You know, spiritually, very rich, mentally, very powerful, so that Baba can use you as an instrument. Is that okay? You can do that? Yeah? And then fourthly, you know, we have 4 pilgrimage places in Gyan Sarovar also. 4 pilgrimage places in Madhuban also. Of course, you can visit Madhuban once a day, spend some time visiting 4 pilgrimages, which is really the place where Brahma Baba spent a lot of time. But at the same time, in Gyan Sarovar also, you can visit the 4 pilgrimage places. One is Baba's room, big one on the dome, and the second one is the dome, you go further. And the third is Rajarishi Bhavan. There is one Baba's room. And Tapasya Dham on the top. So Tapasya Dham, Rajarishi room, dome and big Baba's room. And every time you go to Baba's room, make sure you look into Baba's eyes and listen to Baba's sounds of silence. What he is telling you, what he is observing from you. Yeah? And also, of course, the 4 pilgrimage places, that is created in Madhuban is very significant. Baba has explained, Brahma Avyakt Bhavdada himself has explained very clearly that you go to Baba's room. You know Baba's room in Madhuban? That is the original place where Brahma Baba lived for many years and did tapasya. It's not television speaking, right? It was like Baba's live voice touching the heart. So this is where is Baba's power. So every time you go to Baba's hut to experience that, and then you come to History Hall, very, very important place for Brahmins, because that is the place where Shiv Baba came into the body of Brahma and spoke the murli every morning. Yeah? So that is where you can become free from waste thoughts. That's what Bab Dada himself has said. Whenever you want to become free from waste thought, you come to the History Hall. Sit in front of Baba, allow Baba's voice to echo in your ears, and you will definitely feel the presence of Bab Dada. Because he has spoken murli for years in that room, History Hall, and go through all the pictures. You know, there is the story, the divine activities of Brahma Baba, ancestor souls. You know, there is a photo, and you can slowly view them and take the essence of the vibrations from the photo. It is not photo, actually it is life. You can feel the life in the photos if you look at it with that feeling. And then there is the Tower of Peace, which is really a powerful inspiration for the whole Brahmin family. You know, that is the place, very sacred place for Brahmins, where Brahma Baba's body was cremated and the ashes are kept below, and on the top the Tower of Peace was built. And that is why the moment you enter inside the Tower of Peace area, you get a different vibration. You know, you can just feel like Baba is standing there, not the tower. Baba is standing there as an angel with his arms open to embrace you and bless you. So that is the place where you can experience Baba as Satguru. You experience Baba as teacher in the History Hall, experience Baba as father in Baba's room, experience Baba as your friend, as your beloved in Baba's cottage. Know that the whole area in Pandav Bhavan, that whole complex, is filled with lot of sentiments, we can say. Even when a new person comes, you know, and they sit in Baba's room, they are in tears. Something happens, you know, a kind of sentimental feelings emerge. And for you who are Brahmins, who have been invoked by Baba, Baba said, you are all creation of Bab Dada through thoughts, right? So Baba has been invoking you for many years, and now you have taken birth as a Brahmin, and so when you go and sit in front of Baba, you feel like Baba becomes alive. It's not a translate. You know? And then you can feel the one-to-one meeting. And that is why if you ask any double foreigners today, you know, have you met Brahma Baba? Everybody say yes. It's, you know, it is whether it is avyakt form or corporeal form. So same thing with the Tower of Peace. So every time you go to Tower of Peace, and then, you know, they have written certain words, you know, engraved on the marble. So those are the important teachings that Baba gave us. So read it slowly, merge it within yourself and experience it. So you can feel the sustenance, like as Baba said yesterday, no? Sustenance of the Satguru. So Madhuban is sacred place for all the people in the world and especially Brahmins. So I would say that definitely at least spend an hour in Madhuban visiting four pilgrimage places, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, but not during class time. When there is a class going on here, don't miss the class and go to Madhuban, but in your own rest time. So visiting four pilgrimage places is a form of sustenance of sakar and avyakt both. And then of course, you know, apart from that, we also have, you know, everyday conducted Amrit Vela, because I know for the past 2 years, we never had an opportunity to visit centers. We were doing on our own, sometimes on Zoom. You can't get those vibrations, right? So as far as possible, I suggest that you join the collective meditation before Murli, Amrit Vela, evening, so that you can feel the vibrations of the gathering. This is what you don't get in your centers. You know, many centers are small centers, and sometimes you are staying at home, you cannot attend every day. So this is very, very important. And also, you know, whatever classes we listen to, I think it is also important to make a note. Make a note of what I have got today. And before you go to sleep, to make sure, you know, you have digested and you have revised what you have got today. Because nowadays we don't have so many classes. Morning time like today, and they have been given free time to revise yesterday's Murli. At night after 7:30 you don't have any other program. So you can create your own timetable also. What you are going to do alone with yourself. And also, one more attention we can keep while we are here. Eat your meals in silence. Practice. Because many times Baba says you must eat in remembrance, but, you know, we start and then you forget. But here you can practice. You know, eating Baba's meals in silence, what is the effect of that on my body, you know, on my health, you will see, experience. I also would like to advise that, you know, when you are walking around, because here some of you living in Vishnupuri, some are in Harmony House, some are in Rajarishi. So you have a very good opportunity to walk. So when you are walking, you always practice something. Soul consciousness, Farista stage, angel stage, Avyakta stage. So that practice will help you to keep away from waste thoughts. Actually, I don't think there is any need to think waste while you are here, right? You know, there is no need to think anything waste because you don't have to do anything. You just need to follow the timetable. I do it myself and I enjoy that. So walk in silence, you know, talk in silence, eat in silence. You know, that silence power that you are going to accumulate within yourself is going to help you a long way when you return home. Because yesterday itself I was hearing Mohini Ben was saying that nowadays Baba is talking about serving through the mind, right? So who can serve through the mind? Only those who have accumulated a lot of power of silence. So you have opportunity to accumulate a lot of power of silence. The power of silence does not mean that you don't talk at all, but speak less, speak softly and speak sweetly. So that your energy is actually accumulated, not wasted. And one more thing I would like to suggest is, you know, we have traffic control here. 1 minute every hour and then other traffic control. Observe it strictly. At home, sometimes we may not be able to do it so accurately. Am I right? Because some of you are at home, some of you are working. May not be possible. But here, you can do it. So make a note. I will practice this traffic control. And in that traffic control, say 1 minute, you practice bodiless stage. In the other traffic control, 3 minutes. In that 3 minutes, you practice five form exercise. So make a note that while I'm here, I will practice five form exercise at least 8 times a day. That is homework from Avyekt Bab Dada. Long ago he said, but some of us do, some of us don't do. So from today start, 8 times five form exercise. You know what is the five form exercise? Starting from the soul world, then golden age, then worship worthy form, Brahmin form, angelic form. Which is very, very useful. It is like spinning cycle. So I give myself homework for my mind and intellect. So there is no gap for looking at the waste. And of course, I also would like to suggest that keep a balance. Give good rest to your body also. You know, sometimes we are very anxious. We do too much, wake up early and don't rest. And then we feel sleepy in the class. I suggest that take a little rest in the afternoon so that you can be fresh in the evening. And I'm sure, you know, there will be opportunity for you to do shopping. But actually, no need for shopping now. Because what do you want? If there is a need, I think the coordinators will arrange one day. Just one day, we finish shopping. Don't go to village every now and then to do some shopping. Your time will be wasted. And also, you know, some people come to Madhuban and then they go to the global hospital to get themselves checked up. But I have not come to Madhuban for my physical checkup. I have come to Madhuban for my spiritual checkup. Right? This is hospital, spiritual hospital. So as much as possible, to visit once is okay, but not for checking up so that every day my time is wasted in the hospital. And of course, if you have any symptoms of any sickness, you have small dispensary here, and then you will be guided what to do. But before that, you take good care of your body, give good rest, mind peaceful, then there is no need, you know, a good balance. So this is what I would suggest, that you should really create a timetable. There is a timetable in Madhuban that you need to follow, but apart from that, you know, you set an aim every morning. Wake up every morning with 3:30 song, saying good morning to Baba, and have an affirmative thought, and have 10 positive thoughts. This is something new you can start. 10 positive thoughts you can repeat in your mind after you have said good morning to Baba. I am a peaceful soul, I am a powerful soul, I am a fearless soul, I am a blissful soul, I am a courageous soul. You know, 10 positive thoughts. And that is going to empower your subconscious mind. Because in the morning, our subconscious mind is very active. And if you introduce these 8-10 positive thoughts, your subconscious mind will be able to be empowered. And another thing I would like to suggest is, keep the team positive in the morning between 4 and 8. When I say team, I mean T represents thoughts, E represents emotion, A represents attitude, and M represents memories. T-E-A-M. From morning, the moment you get up until Murli is over, no need to come into sound. Dadi Janki always says, first 4 hours silence, your team positive. Why? Because the body produces one type of hormone in the morning time, and if I am positive, I am able to allow that positive hormone that will allow me to keep my body, the harmony amongst the different organs. So keep attention that thoughts, emotions, attitude and memories are positive, and I keep total silence. So that you only speak to Baba and speak to yourself. So that for me, I live in Baba's world. You know, this is what is called being in retreat. And don't touch the mobile. Yeah? Don't look into any messages. If you touch the mobile, start using mobile for messages, sending, receiving, it is like you are being influenced by evil spirit. Consider using mobile in the morning is like allowing evil spirit to attack you. Then your intellect will be infected, and Baba cannot influence your intellect. So make a promise. Usually when we have bhaktis in our countries, you know, retreat, we take away the mobile from people. It means you have come, you know, to have experience of silence. Why you want, you know, gadgets? But of course here we cannot do that, but at least you can be the master of yourself, you know, so that you can listen to Baba's sound. You can listen to Baba's voice, what Baba is telling you, and enjoy conversation with Baba and experience Baba's presence. So then in that you are able to accumulate a lot of wealth of knowledge, you know. So it is very important. Of course, if you have any questions, like say during the time when you are here, during any classes, you can give those questions to your center coordinator and they will attend to those questions during one of the classes whenever possible. You know, they have tried to put the program in such a way there is a balance of class and silence time, you know. Of course, nowadays we don't have so many dadis around us. And so many seniors around us. So whenever we have an opportunity to have somebody sharing their experience, don't miss it. Because we don't have so many opportunities nowadays. And one thing I really like to mention, that when Murli is being read in the class, please don't hold Murli in your hands and read the Murli when the Murli is being read. Not only here, even in your center. It's an insult to the teacher. So don't open your mobile, don't open your Murli paper. Listen to the Murli looking at the speaker. You will take a lot of benefit from that, you know. Even in your centers also, don't encourage people to do that. Because the way of listening to Murli is totally with the consciousness God is speaking. I, the soul, I am listening. You know, in first person. So later on you can revise Murlis as many times you want through mobile and paper, whatever. Yeah, so don't make that a habit while you are here. And it is very important that Dadi Janaki has given this recipe. If you want to have intoxication and powerful meditation, make note 10 points from every Murli. Write down 10 points in a separate book and read it 10 times during the day. You can do it here. And if you do that for 10 weeks consistently, you will see the magic on your intellect. How your power of churning increases. So while you are here, many of us have the aim, we want to learn how to churn. So this is one of the recipe I just like to share from Dadi. Write down 10 points, underline, and read it literally for yourself 10 times a day. And you will see how powerful your meditation becomes. And particularly now, as Baba has been telling us, you know, just to look at myself honestly, thoroughly, and make a note, what are the changes that I need to make in my life? And then gather the ingredients that you receive, you know, from different classes. You know, because see, this is the magic of this land. You know, you have a thought in your mind, you know, I want to know more about it, I want a solution for this problem, and you sit in the class, you get the answer. Either through Baba's Murli or through some classes given by seniors. You don't even need to ask question actually. So be a good student. Don't be a householder. That's what I mean. You know, householder means always worrying. Oh, I have to wash my clothes. I have to iron my clothes. I have to do some shopping. You know, like sitting in the class and window shopping and worrying. Oh, my mother is okay or not, whether she ate or not today. All this is like being a grihasthi, householder. You feel like you have come here, staying in the hostel for study. And especially, many of us have come so late, right? So do you have the concern, I want to go fast? How many of you want to go fast and become first? All of you want. So that means Baba also has given blessing. Last so fast, fast so first. So you can go first provided you have so much attention. So I am a godly student. I want to learn, learn, learn. And those who have that learning attitude, one of the signs is they always pick up good things from everyone, everywhere. They don't have any complaint. You know, yesterday Murli also Sunday, Baba said, even if somebody has 99 defects, at least they have one speciality, they recognize God. That is why they are part of the God's family, isn't it? That big, big Jagadguru, the one who is the president, prime minister, they did not recognize God. And that soul has recognized God and become part of the God's family. That is the speciality. And so I must make sure, you know, while I am here, I create this student consciousness, attitude of learning. See, when you have attitude of learning, you gather so much of material to experiment in your life. See, even in this room, how many of us are sitting? If you pick up one speciality from each one, how many specialties you will have? And that is the shortcut to become a special soul. You don't have to make a list of the specialities. Just pick up good things. Learn to appreciate instead of criticizing. Right? Appreciate instead of criticizing. Accept instead of rejecting. You know? Have respect for yourself. You know? So that I am able to empower myself. So, we are here in order to learn, in order to empower myself spiritually, and I must feel myself coming closer and closer and closer to Baba every day. And the more closer I come, the more I become equal to Him. So it is a kind of metamorphosis you will go through while you are here. Right? Metamorphosis. See, transformation can take place in three levels. Change, transformation, and metamorphosis. Change we have when we are at home. Transformation happens through yoga power. But this is metamorphosis. So a caterpillar becoming butterfly. So Madhuban is like a cocoon. Right? And that's why I said from now you feel like you are entering into the cocoon. Cocoon is also called God's womb. So stay there for the whole time. Let God take care of you. You know, just like when a baby is in the womb of the mother, the baby doesn't know anything. Whatever mother eats, whatever mother does, it would get. So I just need to surrender myself to Baba and allow Baba to do the magic. So in that way, you will emerge at the end of your trip as an angel. So when you return to your home, people may not be able to recognize you. Who is this? Is this the same person or it is a different person? And I am sure, you know, you don't feel anything strange here because you have not come here for the first time. Are you a first timer? Are you a first timer? When did you come last? And how many times you have come? So you are not a first timer. Right? We are the same souls of last kalpa. And we have been here so many times. So that is why the moment we keep our foot here, we feel like we know everything. We know everybody. Oh, so familiar, you know. Because it is like yesterday. So you feel at home. And then enjoy every moment. Everything. Enjoy everything. Class, meditation, food, picnic, Baba's Rock, all the programs. Because there is something to learn. So in that way, we will take the maximum benefit. And then of course we take the benefit for not for ourselves. So we are able to give that benefit to others when we return home. Is that okay? Yeah? So at least once a day there is an opportunity to visit Madhuban, to take the flavor of the four pilgrimage, and once a day four pilgrimage places in Gyan Sarovar. Right? So you make your plan in such a way that no second, no thought is wasted. Everything is used in a worthwhile way. So I wish all of you a great stay here. Baba has invited you, you have come and you are the lucky souls. Because 2 years nobody could come here. And even now only a few have come. So you are the lucky ones who have kept the courage and Baba has helped you to come. I know if we start asking each one of you how you arrived, you may have a story to tell. But Baba knows. Baba has been watching you since you have made up your mind to prepare to come here. And Baba will give you the return and he's already giving. And so enjoy your stay here and look after your body also, you know, because if I'm able to look after my body well, together with the soul, only then I get the title of being knowledgeful. Knowledgeful is not just to look at the soul, but also to keep the body healthy. So stay happy. Stay healthy and stay well. Okay? Om Shanti. So we will have few minutes meditation where you can set your aim in your mind if you have not. And even if you have set your aim in the mind, but to revise it once again. And create really a timetable together with the Madhuban timetable so that you really take the maximum benefit of every day, every moment. Okay? Om Shanti. If you want anything, clarification, so Dr. Nirmala is here, I am here, and your coordinators are here, don't get confused. You can talk to us. We will help you in whatever way we can help. Okay?
And that is a very good advice, is don't have questions and confusion in your mind. Just let your coordinators know any questions you have, and they can also pass them on to the seniors. And also, you know, if there is anything you need that you feel is missing, then also speak with your coordinators. So did you enjoy that? Did you find many hints and tips for yourself in that? Raise your hand if you've taken. Great. So thank you very much, Sister Meera. And on behalf of all the... Yes. And on behalf of all the double foreigners, a little gift for you. And so thank you, Sister Meera, for sharing all those wonderful things that remind us. You know, they're very basic, but they remind us of all the things that we need to pay attention to and we can get benefit from. So, Om Shanti.